WHDD presents Susan Says.
So, I've been away for a few weeks. Let's see. Did anything happen? Well, I guess Paul Manafort is going to go away for a long time. Yay. I thought the first judge was either corrupt or at the wrong trial. He led an exemplary life. Yeah, except for graft, theft, working for dictators, lying, and dyeing his hair really badly. I guess R. Kelly is going too. That was riveting TV when Gayle King sat there, not blinking an eye, just stone cold cool. Wow. Congrats on that one, Gayle. She didn't flinch. Michael Jackson's documentary, it probably ended his post-death career. One can only hope. It actually was really upsetting to watch. I knew a relative of that first boy, Jordy, who got $20 million to go away. The mothers, this one and the other two, were really complicit, wanting the goodies and looking the other way. Awful. But now if Oprah turns, well, that's it, right? Although Wendy Williams was for some reason denying it all. Maybe that blonde wig has gotten to her head. At the college entry scandals, I have to admit, I had the lowest math boards, 444, ever to get into Northwestern, but my English was high, my activities were good, there was no money exchanged, I promise, and that was, a long time ago. I was thrilled beyond belief to get tickets to SNL because Idris Elba was hosting. I love him. I even have a t-shirt with his face on it. Yeah, I'm a member of his Facebook fan page. Yeah, I sent a note backstage, but I never got to meet him. And sitting there for two long hours in the balcony proved to me my groupie days are over. And yet, Idris, call me. Hell has frozen over. Yes, I am actually going to praise deranged Donnie, hashtag 45-ish, never my president. He did something right and good, yes. Get ready, you probably won't hear this again. He stopped those Boeing airplanes midair. Thank God. Why on earth would our FAA not have done it immediately? We were the last country. Oh, yeah, maybe the cabinet member who used to work for Boeing got in his way. The Bachelor. Yeah, I actually watched it, but this was really annoying this time. This Colton guy, cute, but he kept crying and running away and jumping fences and crying. And, well, he was a virgin. Perhaps now he won't feel like crying anymore. He seems to be in love. Sheesh. TMI, as they say. I went on Instagram, as my friends insisted. It's a little too addictive and a little annoying. Again, maybe I'm too old. I can't find a movie I'm interested in seeing, nor a Broadway show. But, I am reading a fabulous book. If it continues, I will tell you about it my next time. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.